The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The hour. It's another hour of What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Top of the list on the measures that you'll vote on or have voted on if you're one of those early voters or absentee voters, or if you're old-fashioned and heading to the polls tomorrow, you'll see on the top of the measure ballot, measure number one. It's a constitutional measure that would create and enact a new section, Article 1 of the North Dakota Constitution, stating the inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. And we're going to talk a little bit about Measure 1. North of 100 doctors have come on now in support of Measure 1. We'll talk with one of them, Dr. Tony Chu, who practices at All True Health Center in Grand Forks, will join us on the program today. Any questions you have for him, certainly welcome. Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with the folks from the Northwest Landowners Association, Troy Coons. It's a grassroots landowners organization that is advocating a no vote on measure number five. So we'll hear from them on two of the big measure votes and questions that have been on the ballot as well. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number for you to ask away any questions of those guests. Dr. Chu next on Measure 1, or Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association at the bottom of the hour. 701-258-0550. When you call, by the way, you'll have an option to press 1 and leave your message, question, comment, and we'll receive that right away and play it. Or Measure 2 if you'd like to chat with us on the air. Kurt in Bismarck has a reason to get out and vote he wants to share with us. What would that be, Kurt?
Good morning, my friend. I suggest to everybody out there, and I'm sure you agree with me, one of the most nauseating things in America is our low voter turnout. It just drives me crazy. And with that said, I addressed a group of people yesterday, and I am very sincere about this. My family will be adopting three veterans that were killed in action, two in Vietnam, one in Afghanistan, Myron Johnson, Richard Baim from Carson, and Nathan Goodiron from Mandaree. Their voices were shut down forever, protecting this country. And if you can't get your mind wrapped around, I'm too busy today, my schedule's too busy, I don't care, think about those people that would be at the polls, our best and brightest, and at least have the respect to go out and vote on their behalf.
Or put a sock in it for the rest of the year, right? Because
your criticism is no good. The other second point is just, for everybody out there that's running for office, I'm not making a political statement. I'm very proud of you. All of these people are good people. We may disagree with them vehemently, but this is what America is about. If you've got a problem, run out and get out and run for office, and then the voters will tell. And I appreciate your program. And please, folks, get out there and vote. Show some respect for this country.
Yeah, don't take this for granted. I think that's good advice, Kurt. Do not take this for granted. And that's what we've tried to do here. We've tried to have, we've pretty much over the last 45, 60 days turned this program over to questions before the voters of North Dakota tomorrow, November 4th, and provide you all kinds of information. And here we are at the 11th hour. Now it's your turn. Now it's your turn to step up and go to town. Let your voice be heard. Without question. All right, let's see what else is on folks' minds here. Dr. Chu's going to join us at about 20 past the hour on Measure 1. Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association at the bottom on Measure 5. In the meantime, what's on your mind? Dean in Fargo listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Tell me.
Hi, it's a pretty exciting day before election. All both sides are all excited and hopeful, and I guess I'm going to answer the vote myself. But my pick for the measure that I support is Measure 6, and I just hope that everyone would understand what they're voting on, that it's not a mandatory 50-50 families and work it out the way they want. And fitness standards have been previously established up to the Supreme Court, and I'm just hoping that people know that when they go to the polls to vote and stuff. It's a measure that I'm passionate about. From the kids' perspective, my parents were divorced and stuff, and it can be tough. So that's just a thing that's I'm pretty passionate about.
All right, Dean, way to stump at the 11th hour. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Mitch, in Park River. Listening on 550 KFIRE, what's on your mind, Mitch?
I'd like to second that everybody should get out and vote. And I'd like to comment on our Attorney General and Secretary of State. People need to see that they blatantly ignored election laws being violated. We need to vote those two fellows out of office this time around.
Where are there election laws that have been violated?
Scott, if you've been paying attention in the radio or listening to other radio stations, Al Jagger is refusing to do his duty to charge the bar with any violations that they've done. And Wayne Stengel is as well ignoring his attorney buddies violating the law when it's well established the bar is violating the election laws against Measure 6.
Okay, how so?
They can't use their dues. They can't use their email domain to lobby against the citizens' measure. And the bar is doing that to protect their corrupt little money circles and taking kids away from loving parents.
All right. Well, so in other words, you think the bar, by the bar, you mean the attorneys?
The attorneys. And I know they are. I don't think they are. This happened in Nebraska, Scott, last year. And the Nebraska bar got totally revamped because of the crimes they committed lobbying against shared parenting.
Okay, so again, in this case, you're saying the attorneys are barred from taking a position on Measure 6. They've done so, therefore, that's what they violated in the way of the law? That's your assertion?
Yeah, they clearly violated the law using attorneys' dues because what they did is violate the political free speech rights of attorneys that don't approve of the bar using their money to lobby against a citizen's measure.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Mitch, appreciate the call. Obviously, I think you have a view of that would be very different than that of Al Jagger and Wayne Stengel, partially due to the fact that you feel strongly as you do about Measure 6. That's okay. This is America. Speaking of that, I heard a story over the weekend about a listserv being used at the University of North Dakota. You know, the chief opponent to Measure Number 1 is a professor on the faculty at the University of North Dakota Law School. And Mr. And of course, you know, professors don't lose their ability to have a position, and take a position. That's okay. You understand that. And quite honestly, is anybody surprised that an attorney on the faculty, a professor at the University of North Dakota, would be advocating against Measure 1? I'm not. Sadly, many of our education community at the higher ed level is uber liberal, and doesn't surprise me one bit. But evidently, it's been okay for them to use the email list of UND to advocate against Measure 1. But there was a group of medical school students, as I understand it, that were in favor of Measure Number 1 and did the same thing and were told to apologize. So, using university assets, okay when you're opposing Measure 1, using university assets, not okay when you support Measure 1. That's a bit of a head-scratcher, isn't it? By the way, similar situation happened in Minnesota. Brian Grammer, if I were a resident of Minnesota, would get my vote. A business guy, a longtime community leader, a give-back kind of guy, very active in the educational community in Minnesota. I mean, business owner, go right down the list. He's exactly what St. Paul needs to fix that awful mess that has become Minnesota in this exodus, right? Well, of course, the teachers union in Minnesota is advocating against Brian Grammer. They don't like anybody with business experience generally. They want somebody that would rubber stamp, and the DFL has been that in Minnesota. So here's my favorite part of the situation in Minnesota with the Minnesota Education Association. They endorse the Democratic candidate without even interviewing the Republican candidate. And then they advocate using the Moorhead Public School System email list, because obviously there would be Minnesota teachers that would be members of the Minnesota Education Association, the Minnesota Teachers Union, to advocate on behalf of the Democratic candidate, Ben Lean. It's like Chicago politics. And I don't know if that's been straightened out yet to, I mean, in other words, the, my understanding is the superintendent said this is wrong, shouldn't have happened, but there's no remedy. Just go about doing it. So I don't know what the caller's talking about regarding the law and the bar, but I think there's plenty of cases where this has been done. Let's get Rock and Grafton here quickly before our break on AM 1100. Go ahead, Rock. What's up?
Hi. I'd like to support measure number 6. And my next-door neighbor got divorced about 3 or 4 months ago. And I said, do you want to make sure you do shared parenting? And he said, what's that? And I told him about it, and he goes, okay. And so he went to court, said, we're going to do shared parenting. His wife agreed. He says it works great. They have no problems. They don't fight about anything. The kids go back and forth between the two houses.
And by the way, did you know that the vast majority of divorce cases are settled in that regard, where a plan is presented to the court and the court approves it? I think what we're debating is the 20% or so that that don't. Appreciate the call, Rock. Thanks.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Is Dr. Chu on? All right, we're waiting for the call still. All right, got it. We're talk with Dr. Tony Chu, one of the 100-plus doctors that's come out in favor of measure number 1. Betty in Bismarck wants to talk about that issue, so we'll let Betty do it while we wait for the good doctor to call. Hello, Betty. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm on the fence about measure 1, and I understand that the Century Code, you know, protects in vitro fertilization. I just don't understand how, I know legally wise, but just your values, how can those embryos be destroyed? And that's okay, but an embryo that's inside of a woman, why it can't be destroyed? Or why, how do you...
Well, here's the sad part to me. That I believe that the opponents of Measure One are using scare tactics against, folks that are seeking fertility treatment and seniors who feel strongly about their decisions related to their care for end of life as a way to scare you into voting against Measure Number One. Because simply clarifying the Constitution regarding the right to life in an effort to stop judges from going rogue, I mean, all this really is about is the legislature passing some common sense measures on abortion. Doesn't prevent abortions. It says there ought to be parental notification. It says you ought to be able to have a waiting period to be able to decide. It says, in other words, it doesn't prevent them. Common sense measures, but those were overturned by a Fargo judge, Wickham Corwin, who then added rights that were never envisioned. So, that, to me, this is about as basic and simple as can be. Now, it is not a self-executing statute. I'm no attorney, Betty. But what that means to me is that by clarifying in the Constitution the inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development being recognized and protected has nothing to do with the current laws regulating IVF or end-of-life decisions. Nothing. It's not self-executing. In other words, it doesn't put a new law in place preventing anything else. It's a statement that goes into the Constitution, making it more difficult for judges to ultimately twist the intent of the legislature. I think that's a good thing. I really do. So, here's what I ask of the folks that are making the IVF argument or the end-of-life argument. Why wouldn't all those things be happening now? Because the right to life is already in the Constitution.
But shouldn't the embryos that are involved with an in vitro fertilization procedure, shouldn't those be protected also?
But again, you're suggesting that the change to the Constitution involves IVF. I don't think it does. Nor does it involve end of life issues. So, Betty, your question, I think, is what it's doing is assuming their premise is correct. And I don't think it is correct. Dr. Tony Chu is here. I'm sorry, have we got two guests on the line? Dr. Chu, are you there?
Yes, you do.
How are you, Dr. Chu?
I'm fine. The other is a colleague of mine, Dr. Darren Leithan, and he can address IVF issues related to your last caller.
Oh, fantastic. Appreciate that very much. Glad you're both here. And, here's what I just said, Dr. Leighton. Someone just called specifically about the protection of embryos as it relates to measure number one. I believe that the opponents of measure one are using scare tactics on IVF treatments going away and end-of-life decisions as basically a smokescreen, because when I read this, I say, well, that doesn't do anything. I mean, is there argument that people will use this statute in the Constitution to suggest new laws or go to court to try and prevent things that are already happening?
Well, I think if we look at this and take some legal precedents from other areas, meaning other states, we can see that it really won't do anything to the IVF. My wife and I actually went through IVF in Missouri, which has a statute, similar language to what we're talking about for an amendment to the Constitution. And at no time was IVF restricted in Missouri with an actual law, which is a statute in place. So an amendment is much less likely to cause any limitations in that it's not even a law.
Yeah, I see there's a letter to the editor from Stefan Christensen, who is a medical director at the Sanford IVF program in Fargo. And he's basically saying, hey, I'm just relying on the lawyers. The lawyers are telling me this is going to be a problem. You pointed out it's not a problem in Missouri with similar language. So why do you think the lawyers are saying what they're saying?
you know, from the standpoint of taking law and looking at possibilities, I would suspect that all they're trying to do is say, is there any opportunity even remote? Well, certainly there's always a remote chance of anything happening in life. But the question is, how likely is it or how real is it? And that's where I disagree. I don't think it's very likely or real, given the change in the language.
Yeah, good point.
I think with the statement that it says that life in all stages must be protected, and so people interpret that as saying that anything that destroys or kills an embryo will become illegal. But the truth is that in order for an IVF doctor to be prosecuted in our state, because we have a laws that regulate what happens to unborn babies, they would have to intentionally destroy an embryo. And the two IVF doctors, and there's three of them, but two of them have said that they don't destroy the embryos. They freeze them for future use. And but they could be prosecuted if they were to intentionally discard the embryos, which
so,
they don't,
yeah.
do not do.
Yeah, separate laws that are governing that all together. What do you, in general, Dr. Chu, what do you make of this debate? How did you form your opinion on it as a medical doctor?
Okay, the Measure One is a result of us being a pro-life state. We have enacted laws that regulate abortion. We're mandated to provide abortion in our state per the federal constitution, but we can control what is done in our state. And merely what we're doing with Measure One is wanting to keep those laws in place, and those laws are reasonable laws. Dr. Leedon and I do outpatient surgical-type procedures, and we are regulated by certain things such as informed consent. The abortion industry has been very lax on informed consent, and so we have a law that states that anyone desiring an abortion will have informed consent, which means they have an opportunity to visualize an ultrasound also. The second thing is parental notification. If a minor wants an abortion, we need to make sure that the parents are aware of that. We have laws that state that ear piercings and tattoos require parental notification. But until we enacted these laws in North Dakota, there was no parental notification. And then finally, we also want to make sure that there's informed consent. And that means talking about all the potential complications. And those are not being discussed by a lot of the abortion centers. And since we have this in our law, then we want to preserve that.
So yeah, those are good common sense additions, without question. Doctors Chu and Leedon, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Sorry we got you on here a little late during the break, but good information. We appreciate it.
Like us. Thank you. Facebook.
Thank you.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a
hometown
try. KeepItLocal.com.
The Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At My Pillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And the time is running out on that great two-for-one offer right now to celebrate that official designation of the National Sleep Foundation. So if you've been hearing Todd and I go on and on and on and on about our pillow and how much we love it and want to have one as well and get a great deal, that's the two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. Today better be your day to get on the phone and phone them up at 800-506-9028 and say, hey, I want one. Actually, I'll take two for the price of one. 50% savings, can't beat that. 800-506-9028. You can also go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. I love the website because I dream about a better night's sleep and about the travel pillow and the body pillow and the pillowcase. And they got a lot of other goodies there that are great savings as well at MyPillow.com. But just use the promo code Scott. You'll see the radio link there to give you all the great deals when you get to MyPillow.com, okay? Patented interlocking fill. This pillow adjusts to any sleep position. That's what makes it so great. It adjusts to you. And it's such a good idea. It's been patented. And it really works. That's why they back it up with a 10-year warranty. That's why they have a 60-night money-back guarantee. You don't toss and turn because this pillow stays cool. It's just great. It's machine washable. So you're going to have it forever, but you can keep it clean. And just like a favorite pair of blue jeans. Machine wash it and dry it, and it's also non-allergenic. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Norman in Turtle Lake, listening on 550 K-Fire, what is on your mind?
Talking about Measure 5, and these people who are supporting Measure 5 think they're going to get more areas to hunt. Are probably as far away from the truth as east is from west. Nature Conservancy has a couple of thousand acres east of Turtle Lake, Lake Williams and Pelican Lake, and the no hunting signs around that property are plentiful. Since they've owned it, they've really done nothing to manage it for wildlife. They've just put a fence around it, no hunting signs, and have walked away from it. And of course, I'm sure you'll find some deer there and a tremendous amount of coyotes, of course. And on Cross Ranch, I believe there are 29 sections there, and I've never heard of anybody with their family going down there and hunting deer with a rifle. Now, I could understand right around where the buildings and everything are, you wouldn't want that, but on 29 sections, you'd think you'd find some place to hunt for a rifle hunter. So, and Nature Conservancy, I had seen in print where they were a supporter of Measure 5. And I think that that scenario will be repeated over and over and over again. So in addition to losing areas to hunt, they're going to offend a lot of landowners, and there will be almost no hunting of private land in North Dakota.
It's a very good point, Norman. It will directly impact landowner-hunter relations without question. So,
and every time they glom onto a piece of land, the first thing that goes up is no hunting signs. And they've, like I say, this land here, they've done nothing to manage it. I mean, it's by and large, you know, I suppose they didn't take and reseed native grasses. So it's broom grass and alfalfa and a thatch of vegetation that you can't even walk through.
Yeah, very interesting. Norman, appreciate the call. We're going to test your theory on Troy Coons, who is the head of the Northwest Landowners Association, joining us to talk about that very issue, Measure 5 here. Any other questions or comments, welcome as well at 800-228-0550. Troy, how you doing today?
Not too bad. And you, Scott?
Very good. So our caller from Turtle Lake said, hey, if Measure 5 passes, it will be more difficult for hunters to find land to hunt on because landowners are going to they're going to put up the stop sign. Do you agree with that?
I think it's a possibility, definitely. I know our largest concern through our group is we think that they're taking the wrong avenue here. Last session, we worked hard on helping getting the Heritage Fund in place, so we have a mechanism to help with the land and the water.
Tell us about Northwest Landowners Association and your position on Measure 5, Troy.
Our position is against it because we feel the constitutional measure is the wrong avenue, the wrong mechanism, and that we already have a mechanism in place that is more mobile. You know, it can change. The governor's already mentioned on he's been supporting upping the funding. That would allow for changes to take place where, you know, we have school issues, we have road issues out there. I think we have a mechanism in place that hasn't been fully utilized yet, and so that's the way we feel about it.
Margie and Mandan wants to weigh in on Measure 5. What's on your mind, Margie?
Yeah, I just got a silly comment about Measure 5, but as the ones that want Measure 5 in their print ads and also on their television ads and stuff, here they're showing the beautiful clean lakes. They're showing all this beautiful land, fantastic hunting, and all of that. Well, if it's so bad, where did they get these pictures from that makes it look like Ethiopia? Seriously.
Yeah. It's a point I hadn't thought of, Margie. I had thought of this, though. If, you know, my mailbox is full of these vote yes on Measure 5 things, and this is from conservationists. How many trees did they kill to try and get a yes vote on this thing, for crying out loud? A lot of them. Guy in Bismarck on Measure 5. Troy Coons is with us from the Northwest Landowners Association. Your question or comment, Guy?
Yes, there seems to be he did it, no, you did it, conversation going on between private landowners and the hunting crowd. This is a pissing match that's been brewing since the 80s. And there was a guy called Last Hour who had said that, well, if Measure 5 passes, the hunters are going to get locked out. They're already locked out. You got to go through some guide service, which is nothing more than an access service who's paid a bunch of landowners to get on land. Or you got to pay the farm yourself. You go around and look for land that's not posted. It's very difficult to find. A lot of the posters don't have numbers on them. And you call the person, oh, I'm saving that for my uncle from Minneapolis. Or we're going to hunt that this weekend. You can't find place to hunt in this state anymore. Now, I understand.
Boy,
you present a very different
scenario than I hear from a lot of folks. But let's ask Troy. Is he describing accurately the access to hunting land in North Dakota? Do you view, Troy?
Well, I can give a personal example of the past 2 weeks. We live up close to Kenmare, North Dakota, where the Goose Fest is held. I let a couple gentlemen on our property yesterday from Pennsylvania. The week prior, there was a dad and two sons on our property from Wisconsin. Some property is posted. Most of the people want to know who's on it and for what purpose. I don't know most people just keeping the folks off the land. They just want to know who's there, have the contact information in case something happens.
Yeah, but Guy, my experience is that, you know, you build relationships. I mean, if you just set out one day and say, I'm going to go find something, it might be a little difficult. But, boy, you establish a relationship, you have a conversation. I don't think you have a time. We had Gene Nicholas on here not long ago, owned some land up by Candu Farms up there, and also down by Regent. And I forget the percentage of his land he had posted, a small percentage of it. Most of it, open and available. So I think you look for it, you have some conversations, you'll find it. I really do. But, Troy, do you think that, you think the sentiment that Guy is talking about is what's motivating folks on the Measure 5 side, that somehow outdoorsmen, their sportsmen are losing access to hunting land in North Dakota?
Well, I think, as we've seen, a lot of the support of this is from out of the state. I don't see that in our region. I see access, but as times have changed, there's liability issues. I mean, the farmers and the ranchers that own the land are the stewards of the land, and they're there to take care of it and use it for a brief time, and it passes to the next generation. So it's kind of our duty to watch over it. Like myself, on our operation, I just want to be able to visit with the folks, make a decision who gets to be there. Like I said, we've had people on ours, different people this year. Last year, we have a father and a couple boys that have hunted there for the last 8 years. And again, a relationship. That's kind of what it's about.
Guy, I appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bottom line on this, Troy, that's what the Outdoor Heritage Fund is for. That's why the Northwest Landowners supported that in the last session. Let that work. Is that your view here?
Completely. That's exactly our view, and the constitutional measure, I think, is the wrong avenue.
What do you, we had a listener call earlier talking about, land purchases. We were chatting with Doug Goring last hour about that. Do you see some detrimental impacts if Measure 5 were to pass regarding land prices based on taxpayer dollars being used to buy up land? What, from a landowner's perspective, what do you think of a pot of money being used, supported by the taxpayers, to buy land?
That's one of the discussion points that we've heard a lot about. That would be a tough situation for any farmer or rancher to try to compete with that. And the oversight of the Heritage Fund, I think it's a lot better mechanism. We're going to be able to watch over that, have landowner involvement with it. I just think it's a better avenue. And I'm sorry I didn't get to listen to Mr. Goring last hour.
Anything else you want to share with the listeners here on measure number 5 at the 11th hour?
No, mainly that I think we have a mechanism in place that's more mobile. And I think that's the key thing. There is a mechanism that can be watched over and adjusted accordingly, where the constitutional one is going to be fixed. And with this, like in our region, there's so many road issues, school issues, so many things that are going to ebb and flow here through this that we're going to have to be able to deal with.
Northwest Landowners Association is a grassroots lobbying organization that advocates on behalf of landowners. You have a website. You have a way for folks to contact you if you want to be a member, Troy?
NWLandowners.com. We represent people all across North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, 400 and some members, just a group of kind of common farmers and ranchers banding together to try to do the right thing, for the land.
All right, and another group. In this case, now landowners. You got every major ag group in the state advocating against Measure 5, and now another grassroots group, the landowners, advocating as well on a no vote for Measure Number 5. It's a strong coalition in education. You've got agriculture. You just go down the list. Legislators. It's a huge group of folks, and especially in the ag side, you don't always see those sides aligning. So pretty fascinating. Thank you very much, Troy Coons. Good to hear from you, Northwest Landowners Association. All right, I'm going to go down with a ballot when we come back, as promised, on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Segment before election day tomorrow, we will be election free on the program. We're just going to give you that space to get to the polls if you haven't already. But I have promised all along that I would have full disclosure for you, our listeners, on the ballot, and learn right along with you on all these issues, with all the candidates, with all the measures. And so I'm going to go down the list here, and I'll put these up on our Facebook page and our social media, so you can find it as well. On the candidate side, Kevin Cramer gets my vote, no question about it. The most successful politician probably in the history of North Dakota, as our listeners know. And quite the contrary, George Sinner, downright deceitful about his appearances on this program, initially saying he wanted to be on, and then when we said name the date, then it was, I don't want to be on unless we have somebody else moderating a debate. So we said, okay, then they still didn't want to do it. I mean, just flat out ridiculous. So anyway, a lot of my votes are influenced by how these candidates respect you, the audience. Because Todd and I see our jobs every day here as serving you. We ask the question, what's on your mind? We facilitate a conversation with you to find out, make sure your questions are getting answered. And so if we perceive candidates dissing you, that has a significant influence on us. And that certainly has been the case on that debate. Al Jager for Secretary of State, done a great job. Wayne Stengem as Attorney General, that hasn't even really been a campaign. His Democratic opponent has been non-existent. Doug Goring, without question. Probably the scariest idea of a self-described tree hugger being on the Industrial Commission and what that would mean to one of three positions and influence that would have. You know, groups like the Sierra Club and Dakota Resource Council getting the vote of Ryan Taylor in a slam dunk on the Industrial Commission. That's downright scary. And Doug Goring has been fantastic on this programming regularly. Ryan Taylor, another one that has completely dissed this audience. Brian Kalk for Public Service Commissioner. Julie Fedorchik for Public Insurance Commissioner. Ryan Rauschenberger, that's been a very inspiring thing to watch. You had a campaign suspended because of some personal challenges by Ryan Rauschenberger. Really saw his wellness being more important than a campaign. I thought that was bold and a little gutsy. And the things the folks on the left did there in that case, Jason Astrup, if he didn't have any chance with me, lost it when he ran ads saying that Ryan Rauschenberger was too impaired to be tax commissioner. I mean, my gosh. But Ryan's proven himself at that position without question. So there's the statewide Canada debates. Let's go down the measures. Measure one, absolutely a no-brainer. That was the first circle I filled in on measure number one with a yes. I'm yes on two as well, only from the standpoint that there's two issues where I've really sort of conflicted with my long-held local control beliefs. Those are measure two and measure eight because, you know, measure two is the one that limits a added mortgage tax being added or a sales or transfer tax on mortgage or real estate in the future. And it just takes that one off the books. In my view, we have enough dollars there, so it can be taken off the books, but it is sort of a local control issue. Measure number eight, same thing. Local control normally is my knee-jerk reaction, and in this case I'm saying I guess local control hasn't been enough to dissuade the calendar from being common sense when it comes to schools. And to me, this will force the issue. So I'm a yes on eight. I jumped ahead there. Yes on one, yes on two, no on three. Kathy, and I have folks on both sides of that issue. I believe a shakeup is necessary in the Board of Higher Education. You know, a yes vote certainly would shake it up. Kathy Nesset, Board of Higher Education member, really persuaded me, number one, about the true accreditation concerns and also a recognition that the Board of Higher Education is in need of reform from someone on the Board of Higher Ed who has gone to great lengths to make sure those reforms are put in place and these presidents are put in check. So I believe there's a recognition and an awakening on the Board of Higher Ed to get away from the control that does come from some presidents and some universities and being dealt with. But I did go no on three. Yes on four because I think it fixes future fives. I'm a absolute no on measure number five. I'm a no on measure number six. Measure seven is also another one where, some would say, I thought you were a free market kind of guy. How in the world could you not be for more competition? Measure seven, I was really swayed by the small town argument, number one. And number two, a respect for legislators. And I got to say, on measures number one number four, number five, number six, number seven, really, these are issues that the legislature is best left to deal with. Measure seven, the pharmacy ownership law, has been dealt with again and again and again in the legislature, and it's gone down every time. And this was an effort really by the big box stores to get into this arena that they've not been able to convince legislators, so they want to try and convince you to do that. But I believe that the compelling argument has been made by the local pharmacist of the impact. And also, free market in healthcare is not a black and white issue by any stretch of the imagination. And the issue about Yeah, okay, you can buy from your local pharmacist, but if you've got the ability to buy from Walmart or CVS, and that's what your provider wants you to buy from, you're going to have to do it that way, or buy mail by order, or pay more to go to your local pharmacist, in effect, doing some significant damage. But really, the legislature's dealt with this issue many times. And I'm going to go with where the majority of the legislature has been time and time again on measure number 7. Measure number 8 is a yes vote. That's on the North Dakota Century Code requiring school classes to begin after Labor Day. So we'll put those all up for you to chew on. Here's the important thing. Please vote. Okay? Please vote. All right. Somebody want me to explain Measure 1? Measure 1's a no-brainer. Measure 1 says the inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. Basically, all the arguments against Measure 1 are scare tactics that could happen already because the right to life's in our Constitution. So, scare tactics that have nothing to do with the situation at hand. Hope that explains it. God bless you one and all. Go vote, and we'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.